You know, some people think that I tell my story to get praise or to, you know, be on the news or be on shows like this. And you don't realize how difficult it is to become so vulnerable and to open your family up to that scrutiny. But I know how important it is, because when a news segment airs, I get hundreds and sometimes thousands of comments and messages and people who are suffering in silence. And they tell me how much inspiration they get. And so I don't want my struggles and everything that I've suffered to be in vain. Like, I really believe that God gives people struggles and trials to overcome them and then to be that hope and help to other people.
And a Safford City Council member is suspending his campaign for Congress.
A Safford City Councilman has suspended his campaign for Congress after suffering a heroin overdose.
His name is Chris Taylor. You may have actually know the name very well. It's been very publicized here in the Arizona media and the Arizona press.
Chris Taylor was running for the Republican nomination to challenge Democrat Tom O'Halloran this November.
And tonight, Chris Taylor says he is seeking treatment for substance abuse.
We first met Chris Taylor in 2017 as we dug in on the opioid problem plaguing the eastern Arizona city of Safford.
In a previous campaign ad, Taylor opened up about his struggles with opioid addiction after two tours in Afghanistan.
Taylor, a veteran who fought off addiction to open his own treatment center, was poised to be the success story for Safford. But he went backwards as old demons resurfaced last week. A relapse that resulted in an overdose. In a statement to suspend his congressional campaign, Taylor was very direct, saying, quote, "I'm not going to hide from this. I'm not ashamed of what happened. I wish to sincerely apologize to the amazing people who have supported me. It's a haunting reminder of a dark past that will always be looking over the shoulder of a bright future."
All right, everybody, welcome. Welcome to the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor. I am your host, Chris Taylor, and you're listening, like I said, to the Come This Far podcast. Come this far, as in we didn't come this far to only come this far. I just want to get something out here in the open. I try my hardest not to engage in this because it's been going on for nearly a year and it seems to just not get through to people. The news yesterday was that Dr. Fauci, the leading expert on infectious disease, who is the new villain of the conservative right, said in somewhere in an interview or something, I guess, that wearing two masks would be better than one. And oh boy, did people lose their minds. These lunatics like Jim Jordan and Andy Biggs and all these, you know, Matt Gaetz, all these crazy, you know, MAGA people, and they say, well, oh, first he said to not wear masks, and then he said to wear masks, and now he's saying wear two masks. What in the world do we do? He's incompetent. Look at him. You know, enough already. Just shut up. This has been explained and understood by anybody with half of a brain. Okay. Early on in the pandemic, the earliest days of the outbreak, Dr. Fauci, having been in his post since 1980 and understanding the panic that a pandemic would bring, feared that all of the existing medical grade masks on the market in inventory would be hoarded by regular civilians. they would be all bought up, and then they would go on sale for like $50 each. Like, he know, like, that's what Americans do, right? So in the earliest days of the pandemic, he said regular citizens, civilians at this point do not need to wear masks. Didn't say because masks don't work. He didn't say, you know, don't bother to protect yourself. He simply knew that if the official statement was everybody should be wearing a mask, then all of the existing masks in the world would be bought up and hoarded. And then there'd be a major shortage for the frontline medical workers who needed them. Not too many days after that, the free market, which all of you conservatives love to tout all the time, where there's a demand, there will be a supplier. The market was flooded with cloth masks because, after all, the medical masks are not reusable. They're not washable. They're not, you can't reuse them. They're one and done. Even the respirators, the N95 3M respirators, are not supposed to be worn more than once. So, since before that, cloth masks weren't a thing. I don't know if you can think back to a year ago, you couldn't buy a cloth mask. And now you can buy any manner of cloth mask with any logo, any company that has their logo on a mask. That you, everybody is producing cloth masks. You can literally get them anywhere. When that happened, without any data to really look at, because scientists see, they like to do what's called the scientific method. They like to have evidence and data, and they like to peer review it, and they like to study as much as possible, and they're constantly asking questions and evolving their position on certain things. When more data comes available, they continuously apply the scientific method, the scientific process, and things change and things advance. That's why, you know, we have advanced so far in technology and you know, medical situations. All of the advancements that we've had, it's a direct result of a rigorous scientific process, scientific method, with the scientific community and the medical professional community. And so as the earliest data came available about cloth masks, he was at first apprehensive because no, it wasn't a medical grade situation. But then they realized that, you know, these cloth masks are not the best thing, but they do provide a level of protection. They can be reused. They can be washed. They can't, you know, it's hard on a family to have to buy all these medical grade masks and use them once, especially when everybody was hoarding them and then got price gouging. And so the CDC and the infectious disease experts got together and said, we do recommend to wear cloth face masks. And during that time, it bought the medical supply market to produce more medical grade masks for the people who really needed them. What is so hard to understand about that? Like, I don't understand why you keep saying, oh, he said not to wear masks, now he's saying to wear masks, we can't trust him. That's the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard. It's dangerous during a pandemic. It's ridiculous to use your platform as a leading Republican in the House of Representatives to constantly attack a man that has given 40 years of his life. He's 80 years old. And he hasn't retired because he knows that this is a critical time. He has served numerous presidents, regardless of party. Never had a problem. Never had an issue. And then all of a sudden, when President Trump came, Fauci is, you know, he's the one who has the problem. It's just ridiculous. Okay? And now they're coming out with his salary, saying that he's the highest paid federal employee, so it's all about money to him. Like, seriously? Oh, he made more than the president. Doctors and leading scientists that work for the federal government, they are not subject to the price or the salary caps that the Speaker of the House and other politicians are, and other bureaucratic workers, because we would never be able to attract the best people. If the government only wanted to pay $100,000 to the leading infectious disease expert in the world, he would say, no, go kick rocks. I'm going to go work for Pfizer or Moderna, and I'm going to make millions. Instead, Dr. Fauci has stayed with the government. Yes, and he's been there for 40 years. For Christ's sake, he probably has some, some tenure. You know, geez. God forbid a man that stayed in the same position for 40 years is maxed out at his salary top. And does that make him the highest paid federal employee? Good for him. He's worth it. I don't understand this, man. I just don't understand it. All because he's been so gracious. He has been so professional. You know, there's so many times throughout this last year that he could have came out and just plastered the president and all of his incompetence. And he didn't do that. He did it in a roundabout way because, geez, look at what he was dealing with. But he was so tactful. He was so classy. He was so respectful. And even now, when they're asking the questions, are you happy that you survived this and now you have a real president that will allow you to use your expertise? The reaction that he had when someone asked him, you know, what was your real reaction when Trump went out and talked about injecting disinfectants and drinking bleach and all this garbage, that the president later said he was being sarcastic. Anyone who knows him and knows anything about him knows that that is completely false. The man was straight-faced, 100% serious, and his reaction was, oh my goodness gracious. This guy has class, okay? And the fact that we are just attacking him mercilessly, it's just unbelievable. Mercilessly. I have trouble with some of those words like that. Anyway, I'm on Team Fauci. I always have been on Team Fauci. I don't care if he makes $400,000 a year. He's worth it. He has led this country through numerous crises, from AIDS, to Ebola, to swine flu, to COVID-19. I just don't understand this nonsense. I won't stand for it. We should stand up for this man. He has had quite a year. In his 80th year on this earth, goodness gracious is right. Leave the man alone. Go play your partisan game somewhere else. You're just hurtful and hateful and ignorant and just stupid. Just shut up. If you don't want to wear a mask, fine. Don't wear a dang mask. But why fight against it every day, every single day, trying to undermine simple public health measures? Then you wonder why we are in the position we're in. You wonder why the government is forced to shut down the economy. You wonder why we can't get back to normal. Because you keep fighting against the simple things that every expert is telling us that needs to happen that we can get back to normal. And not only that, miraculously, we have developed a vaccine that's effective and safe in record time. And instead of celebrating that, American ingenuity, we want to spread outright conspiracy theories and disinformation and you know, nonsense. The only way we get back to normal is if the majority of the people get the vaccine, wear a mask, social distance, physical distance, wash your hands, stop picking your nose and eating it. I know that's hard. I know it's hard. I do. I didn't think that at the end of January 2021, I'd still be having to vent about this stupid mask thing and vaccine thing. Like mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling how willfully ignorant and stupid people are being around this issue. This simple common sense issue is beyond me. Thanks for listening to this short little bonus of the Come This Far podcast with Chris Taylor. I'll see you guys on the next one. Thanks.